Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 155. Listener feedback number 17. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store, weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weaver's and you'll be able to find all kinds of wonderful Mayberry items, from the Dillard's CDs to just anything you want. Ties, t-shirts, prints. If it's Mayberry, Weaver's has got it. So drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. The executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting 155 is Brian Saul. So, Brian, thanks for helping support the show. Hello, everybody. I'm your host, Alan Newsom, and it is great to be back here with you again. I just got back from Mayberry Days up in North Carolina, and wow, what a great weekend it was. Next week on the podcast, we'll run through some of the things that happened at Mayberry Days and celebrate just a little bit more about that. I got some voicemail already. I got it today as I was preparing for this show, but I thought, hey, I'll wait and use this next week as we actually have some time to spend about just Mayberry Days itself. So it was a great event. Those of you who don't get to go, this is not rubbing your nose in it. This is just giving you an opportunity to hear about what goes on and some of the fun that was had. And hopefully some of our listeners, like you, who were able to go to Mayberry Days and I was able to meet, or even if I wasn't able to meet you, you'll be able to share some of your thoughts. Call in at 888-684-8415 and leave your comments about some of the things that you saw and did at Mayberry Days 2011. All right. Well, today in this podcast, we're going to be talking about, listener feedback. It's been a few weeks now since we've done any listener feedback, and so we've got several, and I thought it's always a great time to hear from you, the fans of the show. I'm talking about the Andy Griffith Show, not just this show at all, but the Andy Griffith Show. Hear from you guys about the things that you're enjoying, the things you're seeing, and just what's going on around you and things that you picked up on. So first off, we're going to hear from some people who called in, because I'd asked a while back, what's your favorite episodes of the Andy Griffith Show? So listen to these two. We got Jimbo coming up first and then followed by John. And we're going to find out what their favorite episodes are. And if you want to call in, leave what yours are, give me a call. You leave your top three or four, maybe five. But try to pick out your top few episodes of the Andy Griffith Show. But let's hear Jimbo and see what his favorites are first. So here's Jim.
Hey, this is Jimbo. I just wanted to say my favorite episode of Andy Griffith is Man in a Hurry. Really enjoy that episode. So many good things about that kind of say that Andy Griffith's show is like an all-American, laid-back, wonderful show. And enjoy your podcast, enjoy your stuff, and take care.
Wow, isn't it though? Isn't that true? Boy, the Andy Griffith Show is just a laid-back show. Isn't that what it's all about? The Mayberry feeling, Mayberry spirit that we all try to have is just to, you know, take things easy and slow. Slow down. Life is so hectic. And the Andy Griffith Show helps us remember, slow down and enjoy those things around you. Because really what's important, the family, your friends, that's what's important. Not everything else that you're doing. Because, you know, do you remember where you were 2 years ago? Today? No, but I bet you remember what happened at Christmas 2 years ago when you were meeting with your family. Isn't that what Mayberry's kind of like? You get together with your family and meet. So just keep that in mind. And I think the Andy Griffith Show does remind you of that. So here, let's hear what John's favorite episodes are. So here's John.
Hi, Alan. This is John Lane from Gordon Barn Floyd's YouTube channel, the Andy Griffith Show video podcast. I run it. Today I'm going to tell you the shows, my favorite episodes. I like The Big House, Black Day for Mayberry, Citizen's Arrest, Andy's Vacation, Goodbye Sheriff Taylor, Barney's Bloodhound, The Case of the Punch in the Nose, Politics Begin at Home, The Cannon, The Battle of Mayberry, and Convicts at Large. So yeah, that's it. I'm gonna call you again and I have some creepy questions I'll ask you in a week or two. So thanks, and that's all. Bye.
Well, John, hey, I appreciate you calling in with your favorite episodes. And folks, if you don't know what those episodes are, you can go to the website at imayberry.com, and you'll be able to see the episode listings that are there. It'll tell you, you know, what episodes, what the title is. And if you don't know the title, don't worry about it. You can go through. There's several different places, actually. You can look at them by season. You can go to a searchable guide and go through them over at Dave Zile's site. He's got a great site about the Andy Griffith Show episodes, a searchable guide with descriptions and everything. So I definitely encourage you to go and do that. So if you're wanting to figure out what the name of your favorite episode is, that might be a good place to go, because you can search and find it by maybe the topic or something that happened in that show, because it's got descriptions and everything. So if you don't know what the name of the episode is, you should still be able to figure out you know, which episode's your favorite by just giving a description. We don't care if you don't know the name. We understand completely, because it doesn't show the name when you start in the show. So anyway, I want to thank John and Jimbo for calling in and giving us their input about what their favorite shows or episodes of the Andy Griffith Show are. And boy, Convicts at Large, who does not like that? One of my favorites, and I play it all the time.
Lord, help! If those hamburgers are ruined, I won't be responsible.
How can you not love that? And of course, I, as Floyd, I go around and say, you know, Al, he dances with Sally. Yeah, I do that all the time, because I love some of those lines off of the Convicts at Large episode, because wow, Floyd was incredible. All right, now we got another call here, and this is a call in from JW, and he's asking about, I'll just let you hear it, where he's asking us some questions, and we'll answer them.
Yes, this is JW in Denton, North Carolina. Really just found your podcast on the internet, enjoy it very much. I think it was episode 147, they called in about Alma. I heard that she had some kind of maybe hip operation or something, just wondered how she is. Ain't B. They're up there in Mayberry Motor Inn. And also just wondered, make sure the people knows about the Mayberry Nights coming up in Troy to benefit DARE, August 27th, 2011, in Troy, North Carolina. Went last year to the show. Very good show. Very good show. Well worth the money and the drive.
All right. Well, he was asking about Alma Venable. Now, Alma runs the Mayberry Motor Inn. The Mayberry Motor Inn is in Mount Airy, North Carolina, and it's at 501 Andy Griffith Parkway. If you go to MayberryMotorInn.com, we'll have a link on our show notes for episode number 155 to the Mayberry Motor Inn, but it's MayberryMotorInn.com. You can stay there. Now, it's really hard to get to stay there during Mayberry days, extremely hard, unless you've been wheeled a room from somebody who's previously been staying there on during Mayberry days. It's hard to get in there. But Alma is the owner of the Mayberry Motor Inn, and she's also Aunt B. She dresses up like Aunt B and performs at Colonel Tim's on Saturday night at Mayberry days, and is a huge hit with the fans. Now, she'd had a hip replacement on one hip, and that's what he was talking about. He had heard about, and she had, not long after that, evidently a car had bumped her, not her. She was in a car and another car bumped the car. But of course, with the hip replaced just then, you know, it didn't, I'm sure, feel very good. So she's had, I believe that's happened more than one time since she's had the hip replacement, but she's doing well. She was at Mayberry Days. I saw her. She performed at Colonel Tim's. She's moving around a little slow right now because she's still healing up, but she's doing just fine. And I think she's decided, because the hip that she had fixed feels so good now that it's been fixed, the other hip is hurting her. You know, because I guess when you've got pain on one side, you don't notice the other side too much until the pain on the original side dissipates. And then you decide, you know, I may get that other hip replaced too. So I think Alma is planning on doing that, but she is doing absolutely wonderful. And, you know, that's great news. The other thing JW was talking about was Mayberry Night in Troy, North Carolina. Now, that was back in August. And so he called in a while back, and I'm just now getting to play the call. But Mayberry Night went absolutely wonderful. We had several of the impersonators, tribute artists there at Troy, North Carolina. And it was absolutely wonderful. But the real draw was Rodney Dillard and the Dillard Band and Maggie Peterson. They were at the event and performed The tribute artist performs the first half of the show, and then they perform the second, and then they also allowed us to be part of their show as well. So it was a great Mayberry night. Everybody there had a great time, and it was to raise money for the DARE program there in their county. Now, I should mention that Howard Sprague, our Howard Sprague tribute artist, Jeff Branch, is the North Carolina State DARE Officer of the Year. So we need to give him a big hand if we could for that. And that's just a great, great honor for Jeff. And we're really proud of what he has done. So now we got two calls, I believe, from the same person. But let's go ahead and hear the first one, and then we'll address the second. So here is Robbie from Oklahoma.
Hi, Alan Newsom. This is Robbie from Oklahoma. I got a couple of questions. People said that Aunt Bea and Andy actually had words or something. I was wondering if it might happen on set or something or what. And the next question I had was about her and Howard Morris. I read on the internet that they actually had words on the set, and he about punched her or something. Said he wanted to and tried to hold himself back or something. Also, do you know the exact year that she died, and was there any talk at the funeral or how'd she die? Do you know, or heart attack or what? That's what I heard, but I wasn't sure. Thanks.
All right. So Robbie called in asking questions about Francis Bavier. Now, Francis, we've done several podcasts recently on Francis. If you go back and look in our archives, if you go and look at our episode listing on the website, you'll see that there's up at the top, there's a thing that says episode listing, and you go there and you'll see all the episodes. But episodes number 139, 140, and then 148, there'll be a link on the show notes of this episode 155 about this, are all about Francis Bavier. And you can learn a little more. Now, he had asked about her not getting along with Andy. She got along with Andy okay. She was just there was never, that I know of, words or anything like that on the set. It was very professional, but she had some resentment, I believe, for unknown what. And I believe I talked about this previously, but that by the time she had passed away, she had called Andy and apologized to Andy for any ill feelings they might have had toward one another, because Andy said he never had any toward her, and so that it would only be toward Andy from Frances herself. And, you know, she felt like she had overreacted possibly and called Andy and asked for forgiveness about that. Now, as far as Ernest T goes, which is, he's talking about Howard Morris and Frances not getting along, I don't know anything about that. Now, I can say that Howard was from Brooklyn, and Howard sometimes used language that was different than you would hear on the Andy Griffith Show. And if I had to venture a guess, because of things that George Lindsay has told me, Howard may have said something that caused Francis to get on to him and chastise him for his colorful metaphors that he may have used. So that would be my guess, but that's all I really know, and I don't know. Now, the other question I was asked was about Frances Bavier and when she passed away. She was born on December 14th, 1902. I mentioned that, I'm pretty sure, before. And she passed away December 6th, 1989, at age of 86 years old. Now, he was asking how she passed away. Well, November 22nd, 1989, Frances was admitted to the hospital. She'd suffered from heart disease and was kept in the coronary care unit for a couple of weeks. And then basically she passed away, there the 6th of December. So she's that's where she is. And if you want more information, if you go to Wikipedia, it's actually pretty correct. If you go there and look for Frances Bavier, you will be able to see the information about Frances. So hope that answers those questions, and hope I didn't skip one that you'd ask. Now, we got another question, and this is also from Robbie. So let's hear what he has to ask on this one. This is another call he called in.
Hey, Alan. This is Robbie again. I was trying to divide up the questions and segments there so I could actually, you said keep it short. So I thought I had a question about Howard McNear. What year did he die and what killed him? I never understood what year he died. No one ever actually said. It says on IMDb, but I wasn't sure if that was actually correct. It did not say what killed him either. I was wondering if he was in Return to Mayberry, 1986. I wasn't sure. I heard it sounded like Andy said Floyd in the movie. I wasn't sure if he did or not. Thanks.
Okay, so Robbie's second question here was about Howard McNear. Now, Howard McNear, you know, he passed away on January 3rd, 1969. So that was during the original run of the Andy Griffith Show. It was toward the end there. He passed away. Now, of course, Howard McNear, in case you don't know, if you're listening, is Floyd Lawson, Floyd the Barber, on the Andy Griffith Show. And he was also Doc Adams on the old CBS radio version of Gunsmoke. I don't know if you knew that. I think I've mentioned it before. Now, there are several episodes of the Andy Griffith Show, the Two Chairs No Waiting podcast, where I've talked about that. And if you go to the website, you'll be able to see all those where I've talked about Howard McNear remembered. We got things from Gunsmoke about that, so you'll be able to hear it. The other question was asked how he had passed away, and his name, in case you didn't know, is Howard Tarbell McNear. Howard Tarbell McNear. He was born January 27th, 1905, and passed away January 3rd, 1969. He died of complications from pneumonia due to effects of a stroke, which he had had earlier. And he's buried at the Los Angeles National Cemetery. He's a former U.S. veteran. It's the former U.S. Veterans Administration Cemetery. So, anyway, there's several episodes we did with Howard McNear, and I definitely encourage you to head over there and check those out at the twochairsnowaiting.com website. All right, so we got another call. This one is from Whistler Tim. So, Tim, take it away.
Hey, how you doing, Alan? This is Whistler Tim checking in with you again. I just want to let you know that the interviews you did the last three shows there where you were interviewed by the folks on the radio there. I enjoyed it very much. And, as I was listening to that, it was just obvious the effect that the Andy Griffith Show has on people. And, you know, when you were being interviewed, it was almost like you were in charge of the interview, and those the guys who were interviewing you were excited and happy and running away with the show almost, and you bring it back to the topic at hand from time to time. I had a couple things that popped up over the last few weeks myself. My wife was not a big Andy Griffith fan, but I found it ironic that she was watching the courtship of Eddie's father, and, you know, Ron Howard's in there. I don't know if you ever saw the original movie. Ron Howard's in there, and as she was explaining the different parts, she kept referring to him as Opie. And a couple nights later, she recorded The Twilight Zone for me, and she said, "It's got Guitar Jim in there." Wasn't long after that, I was watching The Rifleman, and she said, "Hey, look, there's Mr. Darlin." And then lastly, I guess it was my turn about a week back. I was watching an old movie. I watched a lot of those old Turner classics, and there was one on there, a movie called The Apartment. And in the movie, they're in a bar, and in walks this Santa Claus, of course, portraying a drunk man. And it happened to be old Otis. And then I said, "Hey, look, there's Otis," and we got a good laugh about that. So, it's just obvious the effect that the Andy Griffith Show does have on folks. And even if you're seeing the actors in other movies or other shows, it's like still associated and connected back with their original parts that they played. So, it's just a powerful thing. And then lastly, I'd just like to say that you were absolutely right when you were being interviewed. They spoke about, have you ever met Andy and all that stuff? And you explained it. You know, that show's given us 50 years of just super entertainment, and we applied it to religious part of our life and everything else. And, you know, you're exactly right. We don't need to, you know, have that personal relationship with Andy. We've got that with the show, and that's something we can all enjoy. But anyway, kind of rambled on here. Just want to let you know that interview went well. I enjoyed it. And how the characters had affected our lives as well. Even the non-hardcore Andy Griffith lovers like us. Talk to you later, Al.
All right, so that's Whistler Tim. We appreciate it. Thank you, Tim, for calling in. Yeah, and, you know, hey, even fans or even people that are not huge fans of the Andy Griffith Show like some of us are, or probably all of you that are listening to me, you must be, you know, they're comparing the people they see on the Andy Griffith Show. They see them somewhere else, like Courtship of Eddie's Father, Gunsmoke, all these places you call out, hey, there's Ben Weaver, or there's, you know. We all do that, I believe. And, you know, I think that's just part of, you know, Mayberry, the Andy Griffith Show, is just part of American life. And people associate those people that were on the Andy Griffith Show with those characters. And so when they see them somewhere else, even people that are not huge fans, they also move toward saying, hey, look, there he is. So, thanks to that for Tim. And Tim had also mentioned interviews. They did interviews with me, and that was episodes 144 through 145. Through 146 of the Two Chairs No Waiting podcast. If you want to go back and listen to those. Now, the fun thing about those is Floyd is the one who actually does those episodes. So it's not me as the host. Floyd the Barber is the host, and you can go to the website and you can watch the YouTube videos of the podcast if you'd like to, and you can actually see Floyd, and he's in the barber shop or he's in different places. So I definitely encourage you. Now, wow, we are running long, and I had more callers, so we'll bring some of those up next week. So I'd like to hear from you about your Mayberry Days experiences, if you had any. I'd love to hear from you about that. If you've got comments about previous episodes of the Two Chairs No Waiting podcast, I'd like to hear those too. And I know our listeners, everybody out there, you guys would like to hear from each other, because, you know, this is really what it's all about. We're sharing our love of the Andy Griffith Show with each other. That's really what we're doing, right? And I don't know how we can do it better than just calling in, talking about how much we love particular episodes, asking questions about the cast members, because we, you know, we feel like we're family with them, so much so that when we see them on other shows, that's who we say, hey, look, there's Otis, or, you know, that there's Mr. Foley. Look, he's in this Western or whatever. So, well, folks, hey, I want to thank you for coming. I tell you, this has just been a great week here for us in Mayberry Days, and now back from Mayberry Days. And so I'm anxious to have you guys just share in that next week. Plus, if we get some more phone calls and listener feedback, maybe we can do that too. So, folks, thanks again for being here with me. And I hope you'll come back next time as we celebrate not only Mayberry Days. Next episode will be the last episode of the third year of podcasting for Two Chairs No Waiting. So it's big, big, big. Love to hear from you. Call me at 888-684-8415. Email me at floyd@imayberry.com. Or just go by twochairsnowaiting.com and leave a message. Or finally, head over to Facebook at facebook.com/twochairs. Any of those things will get to me. We'll see you guys later. Bye, guys.